Listener Sonia wrote, "My husband and I will become members as soon as your management starts downplaying the panhandling and pomposity, constantly interrupting great shows with your pleas for a handout, or pretending that you had a hand in producing NPR shows by telling listeners what they will be hearing next on All Things Considered, for example, which is just another excuse for you to beg again for money, just makes the station seem overly self-congratulatory and amateurish at best, and annoyingly desperate at worst. You really might get more members if you weren't so obnoxious about asking for money. You should stop calling yourself Radio with Vision until you actually get a vision that goes beyond your bottom line. P.S. Omitting the point in 91.3 just accentuates the elitist posture, including point is standard form and good enough for the rest of the world." Here's a brief clarification. While we do preempt some network news segments during our twice-yearly member drives, for the rest of the year, the announcements that Sonia refers to occur only at times NPR deliberately sets aside for station announcements. No NPR programming is being preempted at those times. Listener Raleigh Duttweiler wrote, "My husband and I recently moved to the area from New York City, and I'm overjoyed to find that you air the Diane Rehm Show. It's a public radio gem with brilliant reporting, hosting a balanced panel, constantly challenging our assumptions, and preferring discussions in our car that we wouldn't have had without that extra push. It's a show that makes us think, question our previously held beliefs, and either modify or defend them in a fact-based way. And that intellectual growth is why we listen to NPR. I gather that the show is new here and not yet beloved. And I've heard that before, the left accusing her of giving conservative pundits too much time, the right lambasting her show as left-leaning. And in my book, that means it's probably a balanced show. Give it time, it's one of the best shows out there." Listener Andrew wrote, "I've been listening to your station since September of last year. The stereotype of NPR being a liberal fireside chat is true, but thankfully there's concise reporting and excellent music. Your pieces on the mortgage crisis and car dealers charging poor people exorbitant rates on auto loans, however, misses or ignores an important point, that these are adults choosing to live outside their means and choosing to mismanage their money. When you use regulation to clean up after adults, you simply increase their long-term dependence and fail to allow them to take ownership of their failures and grow from them. You devalue the hard work and diligence of people that make mature decisions. You succeed brilliantly, however, in feeling good about yourself, which, I feel, is the underlying motivation of liberalism as a whole. When I was a naive, bright-eyed freshman in college, I got taken in by a phony magazine subscription scam and lost quite a bit of money. But I learned to read the fine print, do research, and not buy into things that seem too good to be true. I learned, in other words. This and other experiences were painful, but I am all the more informed and a better prepared adult. I'm glad that some paternal government did not swoop in and save me. I remain a loyal, sporadically aggravated listener. Thank you for being willing to air criticisms and opposing viewpoints." I wrote to Andrew and recommended an NPR story on how a group of brave Chinese farmers had defied the Cultural Revolution and instituted entrepreneurship. Their comments on the debilitating psychology of socialism were scathing, and not something that some people expect to hear on NPR. See Friday Feedback on WHQR.org for a link to this story. Paul Reinman wrote, "Keep up the great work. I appreciate your invitation for feedback. I also enjoy listening to the feedback each week as I catch it. My feedback on feedback is for you to always weigh the responses and keep in mind that only those responding have certain, that is their own, concerns in mind, mine inclusive. Please consider this small but vocal input when you consider programming changes. P.S. We support you all the way, appreciating what you do with so little funding, while at the same time producing a great listening experience. And P.P.S. I heard a recent comment about the Diane Rehm Show being biased. I see it as informative and objective. Anyone can throw a political stone anywhere. Tusk tusk, but kudos to freedom of speech. Cheers." Listener Jack wrote, "As a longtime listener and supporter, 17 years, I have to speak up about the news. I'm a certified news junkie, and if I miss an hourly newscast, I go into withdrawal. I know the hours you go short for the cultural calendar, etc., but have I not noticed that now every hour is short? Why? If it is money, tell us how much more you need." Well, congratulations to Jack, who's the first to point out that we've quietly reduced the amount of news by 1 minute 48 seconds twice each weekday, at 9:04 and 11:04. The reason was not financial, it was just to give a little bit more music to our classical listeners from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. We'd love to hear from you on Friday Feedback. For your questions and comments, likes and dislikes about any aspect of the station, you can send us feedback with an email message to feedback at whqr.org. Our feedback phone is 910-292-WHQR. That's 292-9477. And thanks for your feedback.